Martin Luther King rally that we have at the, in January on his birthday. And that's a choir that we are we're part of, a choir. And this is the same choir. That was a concert we had. And this is, I think I was in charge of something there. I don't know. I'm at the podium for some reason. And I am the chair of a Healthy Living Council class, and this is my Healthy Living group right here. And there she is, right, the one that's sitting there. Oh, there she is right there. Yeah. Oh. I'm sitting down there. And this is my family, the Lane family. That's my all my brothers and sisters. Only two of three of us left now.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I just was just grabbing stuff. Well, that's my two sons.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is the most recent, that's the whole family. We had a birthday luncheon. And they're all there. First lady luncheon.
Oh.
This is my oldest brother, and he's 95.
Oh, yeah. He looks good for
95. Yeah, 95. Yeah, yeah, he definitely does. And this is Miss Charlie Mae Davis. She used to be over all kind of things here in East Oakland. In fact, she was they're the same age. And she was in charge of the Martin Luther King rally for so many years. And then she's sort of retired from it now. But she's still around. She's 95, too. Well, I got one more here. Oh, and that was a friend of mine. That name, her name is Dorothy. And I said, well, let me bring her picture. She's looking pretty that day.
She is in her pink.
She's 90. She's 90 now.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He looks great. Black don't crack.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is your name?
Lucille Jackson.
Lucille Jackson. Mm-hmm. And do you live in Oakland?
Yes.
How long?
More than that. I moved in 57. So it must be about 58 years, I guess.
Where'd you move from?
Oklahoma.
All right.
Okay, from Muskogee.
Okay, from Muskogee.
Yes, yes.
Have you lived in the same part of Oakland the whole 58 years?
No, we lived in Alameda first.
Okay.
Because, well, you know, everyone lived in the Alameda projects in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, that's where our church was, in Alameda. So we stayed there. When the church moved, we moved. And so I moved to Oakland about 52 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember my youngest son is 52. Yeah. So,
yeah, in what part of Oakland?
Well, I moved to in, I don't know what you would call it, we were on 68th Avenue.
Okay.
I moved there for and stayed there for about, I guess about 5 to 6 years.
All right.
Then I moved to the, I moved on 38th Avenue. I left there in 1970 and stayed there for maybe 4 years. And then in 1974, I moved to Maxwell Park. And I've been there ever since. So that's 41 years this year.
Nice.
Maxwell Park.
Maxwell Park.
Yes.
Holding strong. And who are you, Miss Lucille? How do you see yourself and identify yourself?
Well, my kids say, call me an activist because they say I took after my grandfather because he was one of the ones that, back in Oklahoma, helped get the voting through for the blacks in 1939. So I work with seniors. I volunteer at a senior center 3 days a week. And mostly just trying to make sure that seniors get what they need and what we are entitled to. So, and you know, to make sure some fun things like going on trips and seeing things that we haven't seen before or just redoing some things we've never done before.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what makes you the woman that you are?
Well, God first. Because without him, I can do nothing.
Right.
So try to be led by him. And,
okay.
That's really about the extent of it.
God. All right. And How did you arrive to where you are by way of Oklahoma and Alameda? But tell me a little bit about your story and your journey.
Well, I'm number 10 of 10 children. Yes, I'm the baby. And the family had, most of the brothers had gone to service, and they had moved to California, so of course we were going to follow them.
Right.
So I followed them to California, and I graduated from high school in Muskogee, and then followed them to California. I was going to come and go to school at Laney. I never made it, though. My fiancé was in the Navy, and that ended that. five kids later, I started working for a telephone company.
Okay.
And I've worked for the telephone company 36 years. And I retired in 98. And that's about it, the step. And the rest of the time, I've been at the Senior Center. I've been volunteering at the Senior Center for 15 years.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. What does gentrification mean to you?
Well, I'm really just learning what that word means. But, I understand it's, you know, some of that I don't really like. That it's sort of like it's moving people out that really don't want to move. I don't have much choice. And that's not good. Anything you're doing, something that's not your choice, it's not good. And but little really, I'm... don't know what I can do about it, and other than stand with whoever's trying to make it a better place for people our ages, because mostly so many of us are living longer now than it used to be when people got my age, or they'd been dead so long we didn't remember who they were. But like I tell them, I got 20 more years to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be, I'd like to stay where I am, and I'm sure a lot of other people maybe that don't have their own homes or whatever, they want to stay too, but they can't because of poverty and, you know, the places that rents and properties going up so high. They can't.
Right.
So it's not a good thing. That's what I say about gentrification. It's not
good. Do you see it in Maxwell Park? Is it something that you noticed before you really knew what it meant? And now that you know what it means, you can point your finger at some things you've seen? Or?
Yes, because I've seen like a number of people are coming around knocking on doors or making phone calls asking you, do you want to sell your property?
Mm.
In fact, I had a lady come. She came about 5 times in a row to ask me every Saturday. She would ring the doorbell. You want to sell your property? Don't you want to move?
Mm.
I said, I know I don't want to move.
Mm.
You know, and why should I move? Well, we would give you this, we would give you that. I didn't call you.
Right.
So if I want to move, I'll call you.
Right.
But she came back again, and finally I told her, when I move from this place, the undertaker will be taking me. Do you understand now that I'm not moving? So she didn't come back
anymore. didn't come back.
I didn't realize then, you know, what was going on, but mm-hmm. I see now that's what was up.
Yeah.
And it's more of it now that there, every other day I'm getting something in the mail, but if we could appraise your house and you could get more and you could do this, you could refinance, you could do all this.
Mm-hmm.
I can read. I know that I can do all this.
I know that. I'm aware. You can also live peacefully in your home.
Right.
So, to have that right.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm seeing now. And, you know, and I feel bad about it because... there's so many people that got caught up in that. Well, I'm going to move because I can get a new house in Stockton or Tracy or some of those places that, to me, I don't even want to go through.
Mm-mm.
And then they up and leave. Then they realize, oh, I'm still got to work. So I still got to go back to the East Bay or San Francisco or whatever. But I don't. My car was too old, or I'm too old, or I'm too tired. And because in fact, I was working with a lady that had a nice home in San Leandro, and she went to visit her sister in Stockton. Saw this beautiful home, she said, brand new, and called her father and asked for $500 to put down on her home. She had only been to Stockton that one time. She put down on that, she bought that home, and she was sorry ever after, because she'd had to leave at 5, and sometimes she didn't get home till 9. She said she didn't even know what her house looked like on the outside. Because she never saw it.
Oh, was there night?
Yeah, it was night. And she was talking about on Saturday she'd be so busy trying to get things together for the week, you know.
Right.
She didn't know where the grocery stores were. She didn't know any place to get her hair done. I mean, it was awful. And even one of the salesmen asked, "Are you a fool? Why did you do that in the beginning?" Well, I wanted a brand new home.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's to me, that to be, she just made some poor choices. And I'm so pleased that the Lord kept me from doing something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And have kept so far my children. Like, I have a son that works for the phone company. He's been working for the phone company for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other son works for the city. He drives a truck. And my daughter, she's sort of like a caregiver. She's been a CNA for a long time.
And they all live in Oakland?
Yes. Well, one son lives in Santa Andrea, but it's right at the edge of
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Beautiful.
And then I have my one stepson that lives in Sacramento.
Okay.
But he's a minister now. So.
Nice.
So,
yes.
They all around.
Well, how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Well, I am pleased that I live in Oakland and not some other part of California. You know, since it's in Northern California, I like Oakland because it has everything. It's the diversity. Like, I have the neighborhood is, even Maxwell Park, as you know, is very diverse. And when we have the National Night Out, I mean, it's just, we have one of the largest National Nights Out. And in fact, it's held between my house and the next house next door every year. And we have live band, and usually we have the policemen and the fire chiefs and everyone else. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I remember when the last chief came before that, I had a picture of him sitting on my front porch during the National Night Out.
Yeah.
So, but I Oakland, it has so much to offer, so much to offer. I really wouldn't want to leave it for no other reason, not other than death, like I told the lady.
What's your favorite part about the community, about being here?
Well, we're centralized, you know. You're just sort of in the middle of everything. And I was so pleased to say when I moved to Maxwell Park, I had the four kids, and my thing was to make sure I had some of the best schools. And Maxwell Park had one of the best elementary schools it was at that time. And I said, I must be between schools. I must be where there's transportation. And transportation is not going to be stopped. So I had told the real estate lady person, I don't want to go past 73rd. I don't want to go past 23rd, 29th for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care to go any further than MacArthur Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go below Foothill. So when I moved where I was, I was amazed. I was ended up between four schools. I had two kids in high, one in junior high, one in elementary. I'm right in the middle of them, and did not know that an AC Transit bus ran down my street until the Monday morning after I moved in. I said, look at God work.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just love where I am. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I enjoy being there.
What's the one thing you would change?
Well, don't have many things I would need to change, but other than, you know, the crime, and I know that's not something any one person can do.
If you had the power, if you had that one wish.
Well, what could I change? Well, change would, that they would have more places for young people to be able to enjoy each other without just getting into trouble, you know, like, you know, skate rink, or like they used to have in Oakland. I mean, when I first moved in East Oakland, there was a bowling alleys,
mm-hmm.
and there was movies and all of that, but none of those are anywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
And no grocery stores. We had grocery stores.
Right.
Right now, there's not even one in
In
my Laurel area.
No,
just moved it out. They put a fitness center there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really upset about that because we didn't realize that it was being done. And I told, I blamed the mayor. She lived in the area. She had to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
That to let it happen, to let us be without a grocery store and put a fitness center in there. We needed a fitness center like I need a hole in my head.
Right.
I mean, nothing's wrong with fitness centers, but there are many places
but
it could have gone.
But you need to eat.
Yeah, so you know, and have fresh food, fresh vegetables,
fresh
and stuff produce. Like that.
You can't just have liquor stores.
No, and that's what's, that's, thank God, would work help from people like Desmond Brooks and other people, because she's my council person.
Mm-hmm.
They've closed up a lot of the liquor stores, and you know, the ones that's not closed, they're trying to make have them get food that people can use without paying $20 for a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, instead of have fresh milk and vegetables instead of liquor and beer and all that stuff. And if they, you know, I wish the liquor stores, more of them, would have fresh fruit and fresh vegetables so people wouldn't have to run by and grab a McDonald's hamburger before they go home and eat some decent food.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm pleased with that. And I'm pleased that, in fact, at the senior center where I work, well, I'm a volunteer, should I say, that the food bank distributes food there. So we must feed about 300 people every 3 times a week.
Right.
And we're all, you know, we get to benefit from it also. So if more of, they had more things like that where food was being given to people that need it, because
mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to think that I don't need it. So, I mean, I'll take some of it, but I don't really need it. I think that would make a difference. There wouldn't be all of the stealing and crime because people wouldn't be hungry. Some of it they're hungry, some of it they're just lazy.
Right.
But I think if you had more, they had more choices.
Right.
Accessibility. They could have access to vegetables and fruit, and they would eat it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's one of the main things.
And what do you hope for your future? This can include your children's futures, the future of your city and community.
Well, less crime, mainly, most of them, less crime, and more togetherness, you know, oneness and peace, because without peace, even you can't have any oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And things that were like this, even, that where people can come and talk about what the problems are and get it out. Maybe they wouldn't be going to the school shooting up people. And the biggest portion of it, it needs to start at home. The homes need to be better. First of all, they need the Lord, because if you don't need to get the Lord, you forget it. Because you won't even know what to do in the home. You don't know how to be a parent. You don't have to, you know, how to be a teacher or nothing else without God.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely need a relationship with the Lord so that you can know when to do what. And I think that would change a whole lot of things.
And what does Oakland mean to you?
Home.
Home.
Mainly home, yes. It's mainly home. And as I say, I see that my children, I'm pleased that my children decided to stay in the area, because I know one of my main girlfriends, that all of her kids have moved now to Nevada. And they're in their 88s, 89, 90s. And now all of the kids have moved to Nevada. But what's going to happen to you? I mean, what if you need somebody, you know? So I'm just pleased that my children have decided to stay in the Bay Area, in
home.
Stay home, yes.
Right. And we already talked about your photos. Is there anyone that means the most to you or stands out to you the most?
You mean of the photos?
Of these photos that you brought, are there any that mean?
Well, this is me and my children and mm-hmm. grandchildren and daughter-in-laws and son-in-law. I think that's all of them but my stepson and his daughter. So they're right here, and this is my niece. She's like a daughter to me. Oh. This is my daughter. It's my oldest son and his wife. And this is her daughter, and that's my youngest son. And that's those two are his children.
Okay.
And that's my daughter's husband back there, and this is my granddaughter's friend, fiance, right there.
Oh.
The only daughter-in-law, I guess, that was taking the picture is not on there. But that's where my world is, my children. And I have one granddaughter. That's his daughter. Mm-hmm. She's in Texas with the mother.
Okay.
But that's my heart. Her name is Sydney. He's named Sydney, and he's named Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the main one. That picture there would be my favorite. But as I say, the senior center, they call it my other home, and mm-hmm. and they swear that I run the center and keep things going there. But and the choir, we have this performance choir here. That's one of them too.
All right, and that's actually about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for telling me your story, Miss Lucille.